This story is set on Buller Park in Accrington, and it's a kind of place where the weather is never good and usually really bad. The only place I've ever played where at half time we were losing 5-0 and we all thought the game was evenly poised because the wind was blowing so hard in one direction. Anyway, this story is called based on bitter experience with several pub teams I've played for. It's called One of Our Defenders is Sinking. 40 minutes into the game, he touched the ball twice. Once from a throw-in when it bobbled off his shin. The second time when a gust whipped it against his ankle to blow like litter down the wing. The third time, wind screeched in his eyes and he scrabbled with an opponent's shirt. Dirt pelted their faces. The rain thrummed on posts and bars. Flags clapped in the corners. "Kick it away," his teammates begged. But their words came from far away, and his legs were cold. When he tried to kick the ball, he missed by a yard and began to fall. He fell for a long time, very slowly. There was time to watch the mud coming up to meet him and to sympathize with his teammates who'd suffered the burden of his poor form for several months now. One of them was screaming at him, "Tight to your man, close, closer, marry him." It was the same player who'd once urged a man with a broken leg to run it off. There wasn't any need to listen. He carried on falling, wondering where the fall would end. Later, it appeared that he was no longer falling and had begun the process of sinking. It struck him as a very interesting experience, granted to few. The mud was warmer than the rain. The players' screams were far away. Eventually, the roaring sky had shut, and he was a long way down in a strata of peat, and only faint bubbles bursting as specks on the surface of the pitch remained as evidence that the Parkins' awkward left back had been badly out of position just before he was engulfed.